It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Hundreds of polls were conducted in the weeks leading up to the election. And yesterday, as voters cast their ballots, pollsters were standing by to ask them still more questions. NPR's Juan Williams has been analyzing those exit polls, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What stands out for you, Juan, most in the surveys of voters leaving the polls?
Well, the first thing is the dominance of the economy is an issue. 6 in 10 said that was the main issue for them, Renee, and Senator Obama had an 8-point lead, 53-45, among those voters. The economy was big all year, but clearly it got even bigger this summer and fall with the market collapse and the credit crunch and apparently the coming of a recession, if not a depression.
Well, of course, in the last few weeks, the McCain campaign made Barack Obama's tax policies the focus of its attacks. Obviously, it didn't win the day for Mr. McCain. But how did different groups of voters respond?
Well, that's really interesting because Obama actually won among people making under $100,000 a year. And he also won among those who made more than $200,000 a year. The people who would be in danger of a tax increase under his own tax plans, as he described them. So in a way, this is so curious. The one group that he didn't carry, however, was the group with incomes between $100,000 and $150,000. And with respect to the tax cuts that you were talking about, Renee, 70% of voters said taxes are going to go up under Senator Obama. But it was also the case that 61% of voters said they expect taxes would have gone up if Senator McCain had been elected.
Well, let's break this down. Take a closer look at three key voting groups, the African Americans, whites, and first-time voters. What did you find there?
Well, we see a lot of signs of division here, but also some signs of Barack Obama's appeal across the various divides. For example, Senator Obama won more than 90% of the black vote. In fact, in some places, he won 100% of the black vote. And he did well among Hispanics. But the black vote did not increase in terms of turnout. It was 13%, which is only 2 percentage points higher than it was in 2004. Senator Obama did not carry the white vote. He got about 43% of white votes in the country, which is about the same as President Bill Clinton got in his reelection year of 1996. And as for first-time voters, Renee, they were 11% of the electorate this time around. But that's about the same percentage of first-time voters as we had 4 years ago.
And then how big a factor was Republican fatigue, which, of course, was so much talked about after 8 years of the Bush administration?
Well, that's a key issue, Renee, and the exit polls show it. Maybe the biggest problem that Senator McCain had was his inability to detach himself from George W. Bush. Voters of all races were less inclined to support the Republican nominee this fall than they were in 2004, and 24% of McCain's voters said they would be scared of an Obama victory. 20% said they'd be concerned. But overwhelmingly, people who disapproved of President Bush did not vote for Senator McCain.
Well, finally, a really big one. How much of a factor was race in this election? And if you know, how much of a factor was age?
Well, Renee, according to the exit polls, race really wasn't that big a factor. It's only 2% of voters who said it was the single most important factor to them. And here's a surprise, 58% of them voted for Senator Obama, only 41% for Senator McCain. And when it comes to age, Senator McCain did best among the oldest voters, those over 65. Senator Obama carried the group of voters under 30 decisively, but that group wasn't as large a part of the total as the Obama campaign had hoped. So in the end, it was only up to a small amount in terms of those under 30 compared to 2004, the last presidential election. The best news for Senator Obama was the slightly larger youth vote, and that was much more united behind him than it had been for Senator Kerry in 2004.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams.